This is KNKX. Major League Baseball players are considering a plan from team owners that would start the season in July despite the coronavirus pandemic. Here's KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Art, we talked about this plan a few weeks ago. What more do we know about it now?
Well, the owners presented to the Players Union over the weekend a 67-page document called the Game Operations Manual. And it is an amazing accounting of all the small details that have to change in a game. Baseball players are not allowed to spit anymore.
<It's a> big... Which is a common practice.
It is, yes. And it's a big change. But it also goes into lots of behaviors. You can't fist bump. You can't hug. You can't even shower after the game at the stadium. You have to go to the hotel or go home. In fact, you can't even sit in the dugout if you're not in the lineup. You have to sit in the stands 6 feet apart. Because one of the things that they say in this document is that the careless act of a single member places the entire team and their families at risk. That is a tall order.
It sure is. And when you mentioned the fact that the players who aren't on the starting lineup have to sit in the stands, that's because there won't be any fans at these games.
Correct. Yeah. So far, there's no plan for having fans to return to the stadiums. Perhaps if everything goes perfectly, that might change over the course of the 82-game schedule that they propose starting on July 4th, following 3 weeks of spring training.
So those details deal with the games themselves. What about traveling to them?
Part of the plan includes breaking up the American and National Leagues and forming new competitions regionally in order to shorten the flight. So the Mariners will be part of a West Coast league. There will be a Central and there will be an Eastern league to minimize the flights. And then they're going to restrict players from going anywhere but the team hotel.
And then there's also, Art, the issue of testing.
Right. That's the biggest thing. What Major League Baseball owners want to do is test players frequently. They didn't say daily. They said frequently in this document. And they also want to try to screen all the personnel daily for temperature. That's going to be a very complicated thing because what Major League Baseball is going to do is ask for maybe as many as 200,000 test kits that could be going to people in need elsewhere around the country for more urgent care needs. So that's a real ethical issue. Baseball thinks it's got that solved by going to a private lab in Salt Lake City. It remains to be seen whether that's going to work out, but that's the plan. Then there's the problem of infection rates varying by city or county. ESPN did a study of infection rates per 100,000 in the cities where baseball is played. And what that tells us is that it wildly varies throughout the country and hotspots come and go. And so Major League Baseball is going to have to make decisions based on the public health readings about whether they can play in a particular town or they may have to reschedule and play it somewhere else. That's a really difficult thing to do on the fly. I applaud the extraordinary effort that Major League Baseball is trying to do here, but this is threading the needle on so many places that I just don't think it's realistic. But you got to try something. And so we'll see if the players vote to accept.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.